everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a player who had quite an opening week in the Ontario Hockey League. Not only did he light up the score sheet, he also signed a free agent NHL contract. We'll also tell you about a very fast goal that tied a longtime Ontario Hockey League record. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Matt Luff of the Hamilton Bulldogs. He picked up 6 points in the first two games of the season on the back of 4 goals and 2 assists and was a +7, helping the Bulldogs to back-to-back wins to start out the season, knocking off the Mississauga Steelheads, and then following that up with the home opener, a 7-2 win against the Frontenacs. Here's first an assist and then a goal from Luff from last weekend's action.
On to Luff in front of the net, but he had to take it to the backhand side. Luff tried to touch that back to Gordiev. Now Petty to Luff. Oh, what a shot. What a goal. As Petchia gives this one up. Storm to Petty. Saved by Petchia. Rebound. He somehow got to that too. Walters across. Luff. Shot and scores. That one's definitely Luff. It's 3-1 Bulldogs.
That was Reed Duthie on Cable 14 in Hamilton. Now, earlier this week, I caught up with Luff as he was traveling around a little bit, but we were able to chat about the opening weekend of the season and signing a free agent NHL contract. With Matt Luff of the Hamilton Bulldogs joining us on the line, and Matt, let's talk about opening weekend. You guys were able to get off to a nice start. What went so well last weekend that was enabled the team to start the season off strong?
I think that we all just bought into the system we wanted to play against the two teams, and then, you know what, we all wanted to two big wins to send a statement to the league that, you know what, we're a team that wants to win and know who's going to win. So I think that's a big thing, and you know what, just everybody enjoying playing our game and winning. So I think that's the big key to how we did last weekend, and being a weekend will be the same thing.
Was that a real confidence booster for the guys, considering you've gone through preseason, training camp, etc.? Certainly the coaching staff had certain messages for the clubs. Having it pay off on opening weekend, was that a huge boost?
Yeah, it's a huge boost, and you know, coaches and everybody are excited to get that weekend going, and so were we. So I think coming up and putting up two big wins is huge. You know, it's a big team effort, I think. From now on, we know what we can do, and I think we should have high expectations for every game. We come in ready to go, and you know, it'll be our game to play.
What was the adjustment like dealing with a new coaching staff in training camp in the preseason?
It wasn't too much, you know. We had a lot of freedom in the offensive zone to be creative, but you know, when they put in the systems for defensive zone, it's the team-first mentality. Stick to your guy, and you want block shots and get pucks to the zone. So I think we did what they asked of us. It worked out in both teams, so that's huge.
I would think a real positive, the fact not only you guys were able to put up goals, but the fact you only allowed a couple. I've got to think, you know, could it have gone any better opening weekend?
Yeah, you know, 2 goals in 2 games is pretty good. You know, we had Fauci back, who was strong, and, you know, he's looking real good, and, you know, tonight, I think he's going to have another good game. He's a big key back here behind us. And that, so I think, you know, stay good defensive, block shots, and just keep shots down from their perspective, not giving up many chances. And I think we're in good hands.
Now you're in your second season in Hamilton. Have you found the community and people around you really now excited for this second season of the Bulldogs?
Yeah, true. I think they're really excited for it. You can tell at the home opener that, you know, it was a loud outing. I think they're going to see big changes here with how many wins we get and how we come prepared to each and every game, and that, you know, they've been ready for a long season because we're going to for sure try and pull.
Matt, it was quite an exciting week for you as well, not only the 2 wins to open the season, but signing your first contract with the LA Kings. Take me through how that played out that led to this moment.
Yeah, you know, it started nice coming into LA, you know, getting a chance to show what I can do at camp, and just being able to get that opportunity was huge, and just a big, good experience for me. And to get a contract is something I couldn't dream of happening, but I think I was lucky enough and showed that what I could do to get that contract. And then coming back and just starting 2-0, I think just makes that so much better.
Is it a huge weight off your shoulder, because compared to where you'd be not knowing what's going to happen, now that you have the contract, you've still got a lot of work to do, but it's one less thing to worry about?
Yeah, I wasn't really thinking about it too much, because you know what, that just takes away from your game. But starting again, that was a goal of mine, to get a contract and to have an opportunity to play for an NHL team or an AHL team moving forward. So I think, you know, just they want to bring it to what Hamilton wants me to do, and I think I should be good with what's going on this season.
Was pleased to be joined by Matt Luff of the Hamilton Bulldogs, now a prospect of the Los Angeles Kings, and the reigning Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week. Petrus Palmo of the Owen Sound Attack is now in the OHL record book. On Wednesday night, he scored a goal 4 seconds into the second period in a game against the Hamilton Bulldogs. That not only set the Attack franchise record for fastest goal to start a period, but also tied the 1989 record of Doug Sinishin, then a member of the London Knights. The Attack went on to win the game against the Bulldogs. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, and once again the London Knights are the number one team in the country. Among OHL clubs, they are joined by the Windsor Spitfires. They've moved up from number 6 to number 4 in the rankings, while the Hamilton Bulldogs cracked the top 10 at number 9. Honorable mention to the Sarnia Sting. This week's Vaughan CHL Goaltender of the Week comes from the Ontario Hockey League, and it's Guelph Storm netminder Liam Herbst. He posted a 2-0 record to start out the season with a 1 goals against average and .974 save percentage. Herbst stopped all but 2 of the 77 shots he faced in an opening week home-and-home set against the Saginaw Spirit. The 20-year-old from Etobicoke looking to put up a strong season now in his overage campaign in the Ontario Hockey League. Well, if you wonder what OHL coaches think of the top players around the Ontario Hockey League, check out Sportsnet's preseason OHL coaches poll, available at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. The coaches around the league were asked, who's the top scorer, best overall player, most underrated player, and many more. You'll be very interested to see some of the results. You can check that out at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. And of course, at OntarioHockeyLeague.com, you can follow all of the action, check out the highlights, plays of the week, and much more throughout the Ontario Hockey League season. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.